Deferred repairs and maintenance for Eaglecrest's aging infrastructure have built up over decades of use. At a Juneau Assembly Finance Committee meeting on Wednesday, Eaglecrest Board President Mike Satry says it's reaching a tipping point.
We have to do something different, or we will essentially be shutting down the operation as infrastructure fails or is beyond its useful life.
That something different is a gondola that the city bought for about $2 million 3 years ago. It's still sitting on the ground, and it's unclear how much it will cost to get it going. But the plan is that once it's up and running, it will allow the ski area to operate year-round and eventually make enough money for it to be self-sustaining. Now, that's likely still a few years out. And in the interim, the ski area says some repairs need to happen to other infrastructure. According to its general manager, Craig Simmons, those come with a cost.
None of those numbers are small.
Eaglecrest officials also want to increase staffing levels and pay as they transition to operate year-round. All that to say, they're going to be spending more than they're making until the gondola is open. At the finance meeting, the Juneau Assembly moved forward with a plan that would allow the city-owned ski area to run a deficit, but it set aside about $3 million in the city's restricted budget reserve in case Eaglecrest can't dig itself out. That safety net is required by city code. Here's how the city's finance director, Angie Flick, explains it.
If Eaglecrest were to have their full budget run through next fiscal year and then Douglas fell off into the ocean and didn't exist, and there was no way that they could recover that, then that hole would need to be filled. So that reserve is there in case that hole needs to be filled in the future.
This isn't the first time that Eaglecrest has run a deficit. Between 2003 and 2012, it operated with a negative fund balance. That's because its board gave refunds and season pass credits to make up for a low snow year. At the meeting, Assemblymember Alicia Huskandes voted in favor of the plan. But she says she's still skeptical about how much it will cost to get the gondola off the ground.
I would bet a lot of money that we can't build the gondola without infusing a significant amount of money in it. And that's just outside of Eaglecrest control. It really just has to do with the cost of building anything.
A local Alaska Native corporation, Goldbelt Incorporated, offered to invest $10 million in the gondola in 2022 in exchange for a revenue-sharing agreement. Satry says that funding has helped pay for most of the expenses so far. But with the Trump administration's new tariffs kicking in, costs could go up.
I would hesitate to even guess at what the variance is going to be, but I would expect it to exceed the $10 million that we have, and then we'll have to make some decisions.
Assemblymember Wade Bryson was the only member to vote against the plan to reserve money for Eaglecrest. He argues that Eaglecrest has had financial issues for years. Since at least 2000, Eaglecrest has required support from the city's general fund for its operations.
When do we stop? How high does their ask have to be before we say the community cannot afford this?
He recently asked city officials to find out what it would take to privatize the ski area.
I fully believe that Eaglecrest is the gem of the community that does need a new chapter written for it. I don't believe that there's enough money in the CBJ government to do that.
The assembly still needs to finalize the city's budget, and the plan is still subject to change. Members are expected to vote to finalize it in mid-June. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.